Yes, sir. Yes, sir. King Judah 23 here. We started a new season. Season 6. Yes, sir. I'm very, very excited about this. Did you miss me? I've only been gone for 11 days. Had to take care of some personal things and get some stuff in order and get some things out the way. But anyway, today we're going to have a fire show today. We're going to have to get real and get raw and uncut. And we're like, oh, man, all your shows are raw and uncut. Now, today is the day, man. Today is the day. Friday morning here in the city of Atlanta. Yes, sir, we have to talk about this. Christianity is killing us. And we're going to talk about the transgender community. Yes, sir, we're going to talk about all that. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, no, not transgenders. Yes, sir. I'm talking about transgenders, man. You see, I'm going to tell you something about what's going on here. And people are saying I'm boycotting Bud Light and I'm boycotting this and I'm boycotting that. Man, Bud Light don't give a fuck about your money. They don't care about your support. This is deeper than your support. This is bigger than your dollars. This is bigger than some white boy American garbage. I'm gonna be honest with you. White people need to start paying attention to what's really going on. Do you really know that these corporations, they don't run by dollars no more? I want people to understand this. When you're a company like Budweiser, and you're a company like Wind, Microsoft, and Facebook, and Twitter, and Tesla, and all these big major corporations, all these big major entities, right? I want you to understand something here today. They don't go off dollars no more. They got so much money. Let me say this, and I'm going to say this once, and I'm going to say it again. They got so much money, they can throw it away. I want you to understand this. So when I hear a white man say, I'm no longer supporting Bud Light, this is not American, they don't give a fuck about your money. I want you to understand that. I was watching something on Instagram. Shout out to Instagram. There is some truth through Instagram, but mostly the truth is coming through TikTok. And that's the reason why they want to get rid of TikTok. But we'll talk about that later. I saw something on Instagram. And this man was talking about the corporate social system. Yes, there's a corporate social system going on in America where they have these lobbyists go to major corporations and say, hey, we need you to do this. We need you to do that. We need you to help promote transgender. We help you. Why do you think the NFL and the NBA and all these other major sports leagues, now all of a sudden they have Pride Night and Pride Week and Pride this and Pride that? They don't give a fuck about your money or your approval. I'm telling you, there are lobbyists that go to Washington and pressure these major sports leagues and pressure these major corporations and pressure these people to go with the transgender agenda. Why? Why would the corporations be so in tune to want to get along with these lobbies about the transgender community? Because the fact of the matter is, then the big multi-billionaire investors can invest in you if you with it. Huh? See, it's not about your little support. I'm going to tell the American people this. It's not about your support. It's not about your little $20, $30 to buy for a pack of beer. It has nothing to do with this. It has nothing to do with it. Budweiser is being pressured by lobbyists. They are being pressured by transgender lobbyists who is trying to push the homosexual agenda. And so they're saying, if you go along with us, these multi-billion dollar investors will continue to invest in Budweiser. But if you don't, we will pull back our billionaire dollars. That's just threats. That's gangster. I want you to understand something today, man. That's gangster. When you tell a corporation, either you get with this or we don't support you no more with our billions of dollars. And they go along with it. That's gangster, man. That's gangster as fuck, man. I'm just telling you some real shit. So when I hear these white boys, America has officially lost it. Man, America's officially fallen. I can't believe it. My granddaddy raised up was kept coming through here in America. We need to have all this transgender shit. Well, I'm going to tell you something, brother, and I hate to say this, but I'm going to be honest with you. It's not about you and your forefathers anymore. And I'm mainly talking to white men. I'm mainly talking to white men when I say this. Because white man has a stigma of thinking that this country belongs to him. It doesn't belong to you, man. It belongs to Satan. Just like this whole debt ceiling situation. I'm gonna speak on this because this whole situation may affect me and my household. But I'm going to tell you something. Yahweh is still in control. Yah is still in control. I'm going to say that today. Let's continue to talk about that. Do you understand that these politicians, they're controlled by Satan? Satan needs that energy of worry. Satan needs that energy of please and please don't do this. Please don't do that. Please don't do that. Please don't do that. See, Satan has to have that type of energy. There's an energy when people worry. There's an energy when people are worried about their bills. There's a worry when people have to worry about this. There's an energy when people have to worry about that. Satan draws that energy. And when he gets enough energy, do the deal and let them have it. Because I already have my energy. You see what I'm saying? This whole trust thing, the syndicated trust, it's being controlled by Satan. Yes. Satan controlling this money, and it's not even money, it's monopoly money, it's promissory notes, it's Federal Reserve notes. That's just facts, guys. So when you hear Budweiser, and when you hear this corporation supporting the transgender community, I'm telling you, it is being controlled by Satan. Look at Target. Target just came out with a new clothing line by a trans designer, and he said he worships Satan. Come on, let's talk today. Yes, they made a deal with a trans designer who is openly known to worship Satan, and he wants to design your children's clothes. This is what I'm saying right now. You better start watching your children. All these people out here turning up, all these people out here doing bullshit, all these people out here doing this, that, and the third, all these people out here talking about, man, I need my bag, and your children right now is under the eye of Satan. Yes, sir. We have to talk about this, man. This is real shit. Today's topic, Christianity has killed black people. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Christianity has killed more black and brown people than the Christian bloods together. See, when I say this, people say, oh, man, that's not true. Where you get something like that? We're gonna play a video. It's from Vice News. Shout out to Vice News. It's a mega church pastor was accused of sexual abuse and still preaching. This is the mental retardation of Christianity. We have to talk about this today. Let's talk. Can we talk today? Yes, we're going to talk. Why is so many people, why are so many people all of a sudden on this transgender homosexuality trip? Why you see more transgender and more homosexual people than ever before? Because it's a programming. Yes, Satan controls your television. Satan controls your internet. Satan controls this. Satan controls everything that is in the physical. But this is a spiritual war. I'm gonna tell you this again. This is a spiritual war, people. This is a spiritual war. So when they have lobbyists that go to Washington, when they have lobbyists that go to these multi-billion dollar corporations and they push this agenda and they say, hey, either you get with this or we no longer gonna support your campaign, or we no longer support your this, or we gonna support your... America is heading for a fall. Yes, America's heading for a major fall, and it's gonna be self-inflicting. Yes, sir. China is the new superpower. China is the number one country right now for everything, as far as trade and economics is concerned. Yes, sir, China is number one. America has been lost its credibility. It has been lost its credibility from the Obama days. See, people want to point at Trump and say, oh, that's when America became a laughing stock. No. When that bitch ass nigga Obama traveled from Washington, D.C. all the way to another continent, to another country in another continent, and try to promote homosexuality, America lost its credibility there. Yes. But even before Obama, George Bush, he was a goofy son of a bitch. Let's keep it all the way 100. America been lost its credibility. But now it's getting worse. Now we got Sleepy Joe. Now we got Sleepy Joe Biden. Don't want to do anything but sit on his ass. And he's a clone anyway. Let's just keep it all the way real. Joe Biden is a fucking clone. That's not even the real Joe Biden. But be it as it may, the fact of the matter is, this is the most useless and most worthless president of all time. This is planned. They plan to do this. Now, they're going to get rid of Biden next year, and they may put Trump in. They may put Trump in, but I'm going to be honest with you. They may put DeSantis in. They may put him in. Right now, he's going through a lot of abuse right now. This kind of reminded me of 2015, 2016, when Trump went through all the abuse. Oh, man, Trump, he ain't good. He ain't good for the country. Trump, he's this, he's that, a third. And we found out about Trump. And Trump ended up being the damn president anyway. I'm telling you right now, the wolf is in sheep's clothing. Yes, sir. The wolf is in sheep's clothing. I'm going to say that again. The wolf is in sheep's clothing. So when you hear all these things that is going on, and you hear about the debt ceiling, you hearing about the America falling, losing money, and America doing this, and America's doing that, and America doing this, I'm gonna tell you something right now. Yahweh is still in control. For his people that believe and have true faith, yes, true faith, it's gotta be faith. This is affecting my household. Yes, sir. This is affecting my household. But I'm going to tell you something. Yahweh is still in control. Yahweh is going to make sure this household is taken care of. Yahweh is going to make sure that this house is taken care of. I'm going to say that one more time to the people in the back. Yahweh is going to make sure this household is in control. That's just facts. That's just fucking facts. So, again, like I said before, and I'm going to say it again. Why do you think they're pushing this transgender? Because it's Satan. Satan needs his minions to be in control of this physical planet. But Yah is still in control. I'm going to say that again. Yahweh is in control. Why you think you have so many Christians? Oh, Lord, this whole debt ceiling situation. I need my Social Security money. I need this. I need that. I don't know what to do. See, you go to church once a week and you talk about your faith and you believe in Jesus. We know his name is not Jesus. We know his real name is Yah. But let's just go what you go with, right? You believe in Jesus so much and you believe in God. The Most High said, don't believe in God. Don't praise God, but you go and praise God anyway. Do you know that's not the God that you think that you celebrating? That is the God of the Baphomet, of the male and female. Yes, let's talk today. Let's talk about Christianity is really the olive branch of the Catholic Church. Yes. What happened 2 days ago in Chicago, Illinois? There was 3,500 children that came out with sexual abuse. Yes, this is going on. And the Catholic Church is a branch of the Christian faith. That is just outright facts. Why you think there's so many homosexuals that's roaming around the church? Come on, man. That is Satan. The Most High, they had nothing to do with that. The Most High said, you are the church. If you have a conversation with another person, guess what? You are having church. When you speak of the Most High, you are having church. Why you got to get on a three-piece suit and put on your best gaiters and put on your best dress and put your best slutum dress on and put some makeup on and put some perfume, some cologne on and shine up your car and go to church for 2 hours and you're going to be the same son of a bitch you always have been. You're going to be a liar. You're going to be conniving. You're going to be a cheater. You ain't going to be shit. And this is the reason why people go to church, because they ain't got to change. Come on, let's talk today. People say, oh, I'm saved. You saved from what? What the hell you saved from? The rapture. Come on, man. That's the most stupid thing in the world. Do you think the Most High said in his word, I change not. Come on, let's talk, man. The Most High said, I don't change. I'm not changing for nobody. My word does not change. No matter what the world is going through, no matter what the world is going through, my word does not change. Come on. We have to start thinking like this. That's why Christians are some of the stupidest motherfuckers in the whole wide world. And again, I'm going to say this again. I'm going to say this for the bat. His name is not no Jesus Christ. That's Caesar Bogier. That's Caesar Bogier. A flaming what? Homosexual. Woo! You see how I talked about the transgender and the homosexual community, and I talked about the Christian faith, and all of a sudden I put them both together. Come on, let's talk. Caesar Bogier was a homosexual. A flaming homosexual at that. And so to mock the Most High, to mock Yah, and to have Israel, which is the Negro man, woman, and child, because we are the original Hebrews, we are the original Jews, we are the Jews. We're not no other branch of anything. We are the Jews. That's why the Jewish people who occupy Israel right now, ish is something like, not the real thing. Come on, let's talk. We have to understand that we, you and I, we the people. They answer to us. We don't answer to them, they answer to us. But if you don't know who the hell you are, if you don't understand what the hell I'm talking about, if you don't even research, you don't even try, you're not getting this. You're not getting that. That's facts. You're not getting this shit. The Most High controls all. So don't worry about the death ceiling. Don't worry about what's coming around the corner. Don't worry about the new AI. Don't worry about all this, because if you have faith in Yah, Yah says, I got you under my bosom. That's facts. I got you under my bosom. I absolutely love it. This video right here is going to talk about this mega church. I believe the pastor is named Eddie Burns, I believe. This has come from Vice News again. I want you to listen to this story, and we're going to come back after the story is being played, after the whole story is played, and I'm going to give you my critique on this, because we are going to talk about this. Christianity, I'm telling you right now, Christianity. I'm going to say this right now. 90% of Christians are some of the stupidest motherfuckers in the whole wide world. Let's just keep it all the way real. And I'm going to explain to you why I say that. Megachurch pastor Eddie Burns accused of sexual abuse and is still preaching. Still preaching. He's still preaching. Back after this.
The church in like black communities, the preacher is like the head man in charge.
God, set it up and I'll go. God says go and I'll set it up.
You trust him as its role that he is trying to better you.
When you start listening to God, Satan will start speaking like God. Some of you are where you are now because God knows he's speaking to you.
I believed that this man
saw me and had a true desire to help.
Since the 90s, Pastor Ricky Rush has been a fixture in Dallas, drawing thousands every Sunday to his megachurch, the Inspiring Body of Christ, known as IVA.
I was easy for him to take advantage of because I was green to the real world.
But in recent years, a growing number of former members have accused him of creating a culture of abuse, from violent beatings to sexual assault. Sisters Renee Phillips and Donna Fields say they were two of his victims.
He guided me to the table and unzipped his pants and started trying to insert me. And I was like, no, no, stop.
Here at GetRefunds.com, we get businesses an average payroll tax refund of $375,000.
$375,000? That would cover the standing mixer you broke, huh?
Yes, Chef. Give us 8 minutes to collect some basic information, then we'll do the hard work to find out how much money your business is owed.
You know, Mikey? They're going to do the hard work.
Sounds great!
We've helped thousands of businesses claim over $1 billion. And we can help yours, too. GetRefunds.com, powered by Innovation Refunds.
Finding loads.
We're DAT Freight and Analytics official factoring partner.
Okay. Insurance?
Our friends at Marquee Insurance Group can help with that.
Compliance help.
Got you covered.
Taxes?
Yep.
Payment processing.
Hey, y'all.
Industry education?
We could do this all day.
Okay. Okay. Cookie recipes.
Hey, Mom, got a second?
OTR Solutions, America's most trusted factoring and trucking technology company.
No words, just guiding me to the ground, and that's where, in that room, he raped me. You know, it wasn't sex because I was a kid.
What did Rush do to you as a family?
It blew us all apart.
What he caused changed me permanently.
The sisters were in high school when they first met Rush.
So Mr. Rush was my teacher. He was starting a church, and he was looking for members. He was always looking for the misfit. If you didn't fit in, he was trying to look for you to pull you in.
They say they initially saw him as a father figure who lavished them with attention they weren't getting at home. When Fields became pregnant by a classmate her junior year of high school, Rush supported her.
He was like, you're going to be right here with me. I'm going to take care of you. He's like, you need to come to my church. He told me that he would, you know, take me under his wing. So I just held on to him for dear life.
The sisters now describe Rush's behavior as grooming, that he gained their trust to manipulate and abuse them.
He was telling me that, you know, I needed to wear clothes that were appropriate for someone that's pregnant. So he was like, I'm going to have to show you how to dress. I remember him pulling my shirt up and saying, you're not going to be able to wear that bra. You're going to have to get some maternity bras. While he's asking me questions about them being tender, he would be touching me around my nipples. And then, you know, pulling my pants open, you're not going to be able to wear those kind of panties. You're going to have to get maternity panties. And I'm like, okay. And then he bought them. He bought the things that I needed. And so I would wear them. And then he would check on me to see, you know, are you comfortable? Are you okay?
And did you feel at this point like he's still in this position of power over you?
Yeah, well, I just thought we were friends. And no man should be a friend to a young girl like that. So he pulls me in this room, he kisses my stomach, and then he starts to go under my clothes and, you know, eventually led me to the ground. I didn't know. I followed whatever he said because I'm trying to think, who saw, did anybody hear this? You know, did anybody see us in this room? You know, who do I go to? Do I supposed to just not say anything? Who's gonna believe me?
How old are you? I was 16.
He guided me to the floor. And he penetrated me on the floor of that church. And he begged me not to tell anyone. I kept his secret. I just isolated myself just for some sanity. What do you do when your hurt is from your pastor? I said, what do you do?
Phillip says the sexual assaults continued for 2 years. She quit the church and kept it a secret, even from her sister, and they grew estranged. But in 2017, inspired by the Me Too movement, she came forward, leading Fields to reveal she too had been raped by Rush. The sisters reunited with a mission to expose the truth.
So we're out here, we wanted to be known by his congregation. He's a deceiver, a liar, a spiritual manipulator.
They brought their allegations to the Dallas Police Department, detailing years of grooming while they were teenagers and pressure to keep quiet. They also posted their stories to social media. The reaction from the IBOC community was explosive.
You have thousands.
Yeah.
There's almost 3,000 comments on the post.
You have those that are dedicated, that's been there for decades. They feel like they can dismiss our experience as being loyal to him, mm-hmm. you know, and then, you know, it was a mixture. People were saying, like, I'm proud of you. I've heard some things. This is not new. And then they start sharing some of their own stories.
This one young lady says, nothing but facts. He made me watch him beat the shit out of this boy I was dating at the time, butt ass naked.
Well, this is a video of when we were out protesting. The dad just came out, walked up to us and saying that his own son was at least, I think he mentioned on here, 7 or 8 when he was beat by him. Paddled excessively.
One lady came to me and said her brother was raped by him. How many other boys that are too ashamed to say, yeah, that happened to me too, you know?
A lot of these victims are still anonymous. A lot of those people are not willing to come forward.
Exactly. That's our thing. Like, they'll come to us and say, you know, this happened, right. And we'll say, we'll go to the authorities, and they clam up. Then we never hear from him again.
A lot of people are afraid of what he's going to do.
The sisters chased down every tip and contacted reporters from the Dallas Morning News, who investigated their claims and identified a dozen former church members who said they were sexually or physically abused by Rush. Many of these alleged victims describe Rush routinely beating them as children. One said he was 6 years old when Rush strapped him face down on a table, pulled down his pants, then thrashed his bare skin. Many did not want to be identified, saying they feared backlash from family members who still attend IBOC or from Rush himself. The paper also reported a 2011 civil court case against Rush, in which two teenage girls described being brutally beaten with a paddle, one so violently she blacked out. Rush quietly settled that case. But in a deposition obtained by Vice News, a witness testified that Rush felt he had the right to paddle the church's younger members, and that should anyone have an issue with it, that's what we have lawyers and insurance for. That witness also detailed hearing Rush beat a child behind closed doors. That child was Fields' youngest son, Marcus Bell Jr., who she'd raised in the IBOC community. Despite the abuse she says she experienced as a teenager, she'd stayed at the church and close to Rush.
I never saw him as a predator. I only saw him as a man that loved me. And I'm trying to teach my son to trust God and to be spiritually minded.
How did your son get to be involved with Rush?
He's always been there since he was a baby. He's like, this could be the next preacher because I have to be able to pass this church over to somebody. I kept all of his letters. Every last letter is in this box, years of correspondence of him writing me.
In 2018, Bell went to prison for robbery. There, he wrote dozens of letters home. It was in one of these messages that Fields learned what her son said Rush had done to him as a young boy.
One of the main people I loved, looked up to, used to beat my ass. And yeah, I got raped by the dude. I came out with no shoes on. Bruises all on my back. Humiliated. In front of 100 men who didn't know the truth of what happened. After that, I became even more lost, depressed, suicidal. I was 12 or 13. At that moment, I changed. It's one thing when you do something to me and then you hurt my sister, but then you touch my kids. I call the detectives and I'm like, what do I need to do? I got this letter and somebody needs to go to my son and find out what did that man do to him, because too much. No kid at 13 should ever have to go through that. I know my son would not have ended up in prison.
That's Janet. The custom t-shirt company she ordered from dropped the ball. So now she's scrambling to find a shirt solution. She should have used Rush Order Tees. Don't be left scrambling like Janet. Click the link to get started and let Rush Order Tees help you get your shirt together.
If you've got a flat roof like this one right here, and you don't want to spend tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars, then do not repair and do not replace it, even if it's leaking. Why do I say that? A repair only kicks the can down the road. It's never a permanent solution. Sometimes it's only your only option, but these flat roofs are made of hundreds, if not thousands of different pieces, and it only takes one loose seam or one screw or one penetration to cause another problem, and you're chasing leaks. If you keep repairing your roof, you'll always be chasing leaks in different spots across the roof structure. Option number two is replacing. Why not replace your roof? Well, replacements are extremely, extremely costly. And even a good roof system is going to last you 10, 15, maximum 20 years before it also starts to break down, deteriorate. Flat roof membranes are not UV stable. The seams will split, screws will come loose, and in another decade to two decades,
in September, Bell's family, including his mom and his children, got ready for his release from prison.
Well, you're just gonna miss school one day just to go visit Daddy, okay? We're gonna drive to get Daddy. We're making a memory. Yeah, soon as we're done, we're driving down.
Y'all have been so supportive all this time.
This story is not just an average release for our family. This represents a whole lot. He's been locked up for 6 years and been in solitary most of that time. I'm just excited, huh? My son is getting out today, so. Okay.
It was the first time the family would be reunited since learning about each other's abuse.
She's a free spirit, but I feel like religion had handcuffs on her, put it like that. That's how she grew up. The energy that she got for Christianity, it flowed into me.
It was a big part of your life?
Yeah, it was a real, real big part of my life. IBOC was like Chuck E. Cheese, that's the place to go.
What was Rush like when you were a kid? What kind of stuff did he say to you at the time when you were little?
Basically, like, you're gonna be next in line. This is gonna be your flock, things like that.
You looked up to him?
Yeah, a lot.
What was the role of discipline at church?
He was the disciplinarian. I don't know if you call it discipline. You know what I'm saying? How I look under them.
What would you call it now?
Traumatizing. But I looked at it like, I'm getting in trouble, so this is my discipline.
Did it escalate?
Yeah. It escalated over time. And it started getting more hands-on, more grabbing you by the shirt, grabbing me by the neck, and getting real, real aggressive. I was in there getting beat on, you know what I'm saying? With a paddle, no clothes on. It's like really, real life getting beat on. And I'm pleading with him, please stop, please, I'm sorry. And he's steady telling me, drop him, drop him, drop him. So after a while, I got to drop him because he's steady putting his hands on me, smacking me around. That's when the sexual assault happened. Sexual abuse, however it's put.
What did he do?
No. How would sexual abuse go?
He raped you.
Right. He got a green couch right here that I'm all up against. I can't do nothing. He outpowered me. So when I felt what I felt, I zoned out. Like he told me, get up. You better not tell nobody about what happened in this office because I was bleeding. You know what I'm saying? So I wiped the blood up, whoop, and all that. And got myself together. You know what I'm saying? Really would get my thoughts together on like what really just happened. And I just looked in the mirror, you know what I'm saying, and just looked at myself and cried my little tears out, whoop, and all that. And I walked out of there a whole different person.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Seven. Happy birthday to you.
Make your wish. What do you wish would happen?
I want people to speak up like I'm doing. I'm right here talking to you right now. My face is on display right now about what happened to me. Tell your story. Your story matters. It really do count.
Dallas police ultimately told Fields and Phillips their allegations were too old to be prosecuted. But Bell's story fell within the statute of limitations. In January 2022, police referred a criminal case against Rush to county prosecutors. It included two accusers, one who remains anonymous, and Bell.
5 days only, Thursday through Monday. Save thousands on hot tubs and swim spas. Hundreds in stock. Trade-ins welcome. We'll even haul away your old spa. 18-month interest-free fine.
The Bible tells us that God's going to bless you without moving you. He'll bless you right in the presence of your enemies. God says, what I'll do is I will let those who came to seek your destruction, I will let them watch your resurrection.
So we've tried to get a hold of Rush several times over the past few months. We've contacted his church. No one has responded to us. We've reached out to his lawyers. They've refused to make him available. So we're trying to see if we can meet him in person, and we're heading over to his church where he's supposed to lead Sunday services this morning. We were hoping to speak with Pastor Rush. We've been trying to get a hold of him for a little while. Okay, that'd be great. Thank you so much.
We are so grateful that you are here to experience IBOC.
We're hoping to, you know, maybe observe a bit of the service and maybe see if there's a time we could speak with him.
Okay, sure. We can do it without the cameras, though.
Okay.
What in regards to?
You know, there's been a series of allegations against him over the past few years, and we were just hoping to see if he would be willing to speak with us, comment on that at all.
Not on a Sunday. I mean, he's focused on the word today. I mean, that's long gone and past, and we're done with that. We've moved on with that.
When presented with a detailed list of the allegations in this story, a lawyer for Rush once again declined our request for an interview and told Vice News via email, there will be no comment for Pastor Rush regarding these baseless, stale allegations. It is a shame that he has to once again face the specter of these scurrilous accusations being circulated. In August 2022, a grand jury decided there wasn't enough evidence to support bringing charges against Rush. Bell's case would not go to trial.
What can I say? Pastor is like the president of Dallas. I don't care who the mayor is in Dallas right now. I don't care who the police chief is in Dallas. He playing good chess. You know what I'm saying? He got very powerful pieces around him.
Unless new accusers whose claims fall within the statute of limitations come forward, or a different district attorney decides to take on the case, Rush is unlikely to face charges. The sisters have lost hope that he will ever be held accountable.
So this is going to be our prop. Instead of acting out things on a person,
yes. They're now determined to prevent others from going through what they experienced.
How many of you all have heard the word abuse? At school, maybe, at home.
If anybody forces you to undress, if you feel scared or hurt, yucky, shy, and uncomfortable, just know you can say no,
don't touch me.
Thank you, everybody. It's my fault. Oh, my God. All right.
All right, here I go.
I'm proud of her to share her story because it was needed. And it brought us together because he actually thought he kept us divided permanently, and we proved him wrong.
You're not gonna see us crying and out of it. What you're gonna see us is stomp down 10 toes, and we're gonna keep on marching forward.
What does the future look like for you?
What the future look like for me? You know how many stars is in the universe? Can't count how many stars in the universe. It's too many stars. So my future is just, it's too many options. My future is in my hands. It's actually in my hands now.
So that's the end of the video there, I wanted to show you guys this video because this is what I've been saying about Christianity for the past six seasons. And so we have to start talking about this, right? We only got a little bit of time before we have to get off the air. Christianity has killed more black and brown men than the Ku Klux Klan, the Crips and Bloods put together. And this is what I'm saying. That young brother did not have to go to jail if he did not experience what he experienced. And us as black men, when we go through a lot of things, and I want to say men, period, but definitely black men, when we go through abuse, when we go through trauma, our number one go-to is violence. Our number one go-to is doing illegal things. And this is mental and spiritual. So I'm telling you right now, how many other brothers committed crimes because something happened in church? How many other brothers and sisters went to the other side because they don't no longer trust Christianity, no longer trust the Most High? And this is why I say Christianity has killed more black and brown people than the Bloods and Crips put together. Any gang that you could put together, the Mexican Mafia, the Daniels, MS-13, Bloods, Crips, GDs, BDs, Vice Lords, it does not matter. Christianity has killed more black and brown men than all those gangs combined. That's amazing. That is truly amazing. And I'm going to say something to the members who are still supporting this asshole. Do you know that your bloodline is now tainted? Do you understand that your bloodline is now cursed by the Most High? Do you understand that your bloodline is going to suffer 5, 10, 15 years down the road because you continue to support somebody who abuses children? See, we have to talk about this here, man. That brother got up there, he told that news reporter, oh, that's the past, we ain't worried about that, we beyond that. See, brothers like him are going to get horrible deaths. Horrible deaths. Because the fact of the matter is he is supporting a man, he's supporting a man and not supporting the Most High. He supports a man. And this is what our problem is as black and brown people. We support man. We always believe in man. We don't believe in Yah. And for those two women, I apologize. I truly do apologize for what they had to go through. Because when you try to see spirituality, see, the first thing is they in the wrong building. They in the Christian church. That's the wrong building to be in anyway, sweetie. And then what kills me is if you really watch the video version of this story, they went to another church. Come on now. You came out the fire into a grease pan. That don't make sense. What has been always been the link between you and pain is the church. You don't need a damn building to tell you to praise the Most High. You don't need people to validate you and say you are a real Christian, that you believe that you're a real spiritual person. First of all, you're not a Christian. That's number one. You Hebrew. You special. You Judah. You special. The Negro man, woman, and child. You special. You don't need no church. You don't need a pastor. You don't need no deacon telling you that you're doing a great job. All thing you need approval is from Yah. And when you seek his kingdom. But see, we don't get that. We don't get that as black and brown people. We don't get that. We want to praise man, amen, amen, amen. Praise man, praise. We always praise a man, but we're not praising the Most High, which is Yahweh, being Yahweh. In Hebrew, it said, I am who I am. I am Alpha the Omega. See, we don't do enough research. See, we go to church once a week and we sit up here and listen to some old sissy ass pastor who probably butt fucking another faggot in the back talking about the word, talking about, oh yeah, and give you, and give you 10% so you can be prosperous. Who does that? Come on, for real. Who really does that? Who gonna give? Who gonna say, give me 10%? The Most High said, I don't need your tax dollars and cents. I created all this. I created water. I created land. I created trees. I created the bugs. I created the spiders. I created the snakes. I created everything here. Why would I need your tax dollars and cents to give you favor? And first of all, you're not being blessed. Blessed is a curse from Satan. See, we have to talk about these things. See, that's the reason why people like any birds can come into our lives and do whatever the hell they want to do to us, because we're not studying. This is why any bird can continue to do the things that he's doing, because we are not studying. We're not going into the word. We're not saying, okay, let's go to Deuteronomy 28. Let's go to Revelation 2 and 9 and find out who we truly are. See, that's what the problem is. And so now all of a sudden you got people coming into your life and coming into your world to do what the hell they want to do to you, because you are not doing the due diligence of what? Studying. You ain't studying. How can you say you love the Most High and you don't read his word? Come on. You believe what a pastor, you believe what a man says. You believe somebody who bleed the same blood as you. And if you cut that son of a bitch open, he's going to bleed. He ain't the Most High. He ain't Yah. He ain't going to resurrect in 3 days. You kill his ass, he dead. But you believe in him. Come on now, man. Oh, pastor anniversary is on the 5th. Let's all come together and put our little last rent money so we can have him have a buyer plan and a new Maserati. Meanwhile, you are out here eating beans and hot dogs. There's nothing wrong with beans and hot dogs, by the way. But you out here eating beans and hot dogs while that nigga eating steak. Come on now. And this is the poison that has been going on in black people's minds. This is the reason why in during slavery, they wanted you to what? Listen to the pastor. They want you to say, oh yeah, read the Bible. Let me say this right here. Why do you think they did not allow you to read other books, but they allow you to read the Bible? Because they already edited everything out that they wanted to take out and gave you the verse they wanted to give you. That's why. To keep you enslaved, to keep you stupid, to continue to make you be dumb spiritually. Yes, this is what I'm talking about. So when I say Christianity has killed more black and brown people than the Ku Klux Klan and the Blood of the Crips put together, I mean that. The Ku Klux Klan and the Crips of Blood, they ain't shit compared to Christianity. Christianity has destroyed the minds of black and brown people. Is that pastor going to sit there and tell you that the black people were the original Jews? No, he's never going to tell you that. Because guess what? If he tells you that, then you don't need him anymore. Woo, come on. If he tells you today that you are the original creation of Yah, why would you need him? He needs to keep you stupid. He needs to keep you dumb. He needs to keep you retarded. So you give your little 10%, 10%, 10% every single week. And meanwhile, he building up his portfolio. He got investments outside the country. He's got private jets. He's got private planes. He got cars you can't even pronounce. He got big ass houses. But you can't even go to his house. You have to be what? Allowed in. You had to have a gate code for his house. But you mean to tell me you finance his house? But you can't even go there? This is the type of bullshit that the Christianity faith has taught black people, and we continue to buy it. We continue to buy the same bullshit that has been killing us ever since slavery. So I'm telling you right now, when the Most High said there had to be a separation, when he told Moses there had to be a separation, when we came out of slavery the sixth time, there had to be a separation after Moses pleaded the Most High to spare Israel, because Israel continued to be stupid, Israel continued to be ungrateful, and Israel continued to do bullshit and complain. Yah wanted to get rid of this place. He wanted to get rid of Israel, and I don't blame him. But because Yah is so humble and he's so merciful, he gave us grace. And so what did he have to do? He had to give his only begotten son. Woo! Because we are so blind and stupid, we couldn't do it ourselves. Ain't gonna be no more talking sweet to you. No, ain't no more talking sweet. This is why you see so many faggots in these damn churches. Come on, let's talk. The Most High said in his word that being a homosexual, for a man to dress like a woman, a woman dressed like a man, is an abomination to the Most High, and a penalty of death may come upon you. He said that. But why is these churches allowing these sissy ass niggas and these faggot ass hoes coming out here talking about, oh yeah, I love Jesus so damn much. Think about that. I love Jesus. As long as you can say Jesus, as long as you say God, you can do whatever the hell you want. You can be a transgender. You can sleep with another man. You can sleep with another woman. You can twerk in the club. You can be a slut. You can be a fuck nigga. You can do anything. You want to be a father to your kids. You want to be a mother to your kids. As long as you say Jesus and God, you're good. Bullshit. This is the plague that's been going on in our communities. Christianity has killed more black and brown people. And so now all of a sudden, when you got transgender lobbyists coming to these churches and these corporations telling them to obey and to allow a lot of homosexual shit come into their churches and then come to their corporations, they allow them to, because guess what? That is not of Yah. Yah don't have his hands on that. That's coming straight from Satan. Y'all better start waking the fuck up. Y'all better start understanding who the Most High is. You better start understanding that, man. Whew. You better start understanding who he is. You better start understanding who the Most High is. I'm telling you right now, I'm giving you free game. Google Hebrew name for God. No, we know he's not a god, because he tells us in the Ten Commandments not to worship gods. Why would he call himself a god? He tells you not to worship. But see, this is the trickery that the Christian faith has done to black folks. Come on, let's talk. This is why Christians can never, ever call out the bullshit for what the fuck it is. You know that nigga ain't shit. You know that nigga's a fuck nigga. But oh, yeah, Lord, pray for him. He's a good man. He pray for him. Man, please. He ain't shit. He ain't never gonna be shit. He's showing you who the hell he is. That's that Christianity bullshit that's continued to bring us down. How can you call yourself a man or woman of Yah and you follow a man who beats children and sexually molests children? You can't never call yourself a man or woman of the Most High. You could never do that. You're a coward. Yeah, you heard me right. You are a damn coward. You are a coward in the eyes of the Most High. And guess what? A pastor, a bishop, whatever the fuck you want to call yourself, Eddie Burns or whatever like that. See, you getting away with it on this side. See, we got five more minutes and we're going to be out of here. You're going to get away with it on this side. But when Yahweh comes see you, woo! See, that's the problem. We keep worrying about, is the police going to do something? Are we worried about, is the gang going to do something? Is man going to do something about this? No, 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 no. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Do not worry about if they're going to be taken care of in the legal system. The legal system is ran by Satan anyway. Come on. Come on, these judges. Half of them not even human. Come on. But when Yahweh, when you're the answer to Yahweh, you're going to tell everything. You're going to tell the whole truth. So guess what? You may, Eddie Burns, you may not even get to get justice on this side. That's fine. Continue to live your lavish life. Continue to live your cars. Continue to live in your houses. Continue to live in nice $1,000 Gucci suits and all those. That's beautiful. Continue to live your life, brother. But mark my words, when Yahweh had to come see you, woo, come on. You're going to tell the whole truth. You're going to tell him everything you have done. And some of the stuff that he probably done ain't come out yet. But when Yahweh comes to see, he's going to tell the whole truth. And then Yahweh going to judge you from that. Oh, well, we can't judge him because we fall short of the Most High every single day. Yeah, but the Most High also said in his word that if we come in spirit, we come in spirit and in truth, we can call out the bullshit for what it is. Ain't no judging. We telling it like it is. Oh, you can't judge him and her because they transsexual. Yes, the hell I can. Because the Most High said that a man that dresses like a woman is an abomination to the Most High. So when you speak for Yahweh, you can call out the BS for what it is. There's another thing that Christians get it fucked up. Oh, we can't judge nobody. Bullshit. We can judge. We can look and see the falliness in people and call the shit out in the name of the Most High. In the name of Yah, you call out in the name of Yah. Call it out. Stop being so damn scared. Now all of a sudden America want to have a social crediting system. Now all of a sudden, if you say faggot or you say bitch or you say hoe or you say transgender, you call out the bullshit for what it is, you can lose your funds. Man, let me tell you something. I will motherfucking get in my white van with my canned goods and my dehydrated food and my toiletries and my mattress, and me and my son, we're gonna ride this bitch all the way the fuck out. We don't need this damn money. We need Yahweh. Yahweh provide for us. Ever since my wife passed away, Yahweh has always been looking out for us no matter what. That's why I'm not worried about Joe Biden. I'm not worried about no Kamala Harris. I'm not worried about no pastor. I worry about Yahweh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome to season 6. I'm going to have a lot more content for you. I promise you. That's the thing that's getting squared out. We're going to have some more content, man. We're going to talk more about this. Yes, sir. I may even do a part 2 about this. As a matter of fact, we're all going to do a part 2 about this. We're going to do a part 2. Christianity has killed more black and brown people than gangs put together. We're going to do a part 1. We're going to do a part 2. Yes, sir. Because this has to be called that for what the fuck it is. Peace and favor. I'm going to say this again because Pastor Burns is another thing you did. Talking about blessing. Blessings come from Satan. It don't come from Yahweh. It comes from Satan. Favor comes from Yahweh. When you don't have enough money and all of a sudden the bill man said, well, you know what? We'll let you forego this part of payment. Just give us the money that you got right now, and that'll be good, and you'll be good for the next 3 weeks. See, that's favor. Not no damn blessing. That's favor from the Most High. Because the Most High gives favor. Satan blesses. Why you think Lil Wayne and these other rappers and all these other motherfuckers talking about, I'm so blessed. Thank God. I'm so blessed. They talking about the Baphomet and they talking about the blessings from Satan because they are worshiping what? Satan. Stop cursing yourself, people. with blessings. No, it's favor. Thank you very much, guys, for listening to this podcast. We're going to come with a part two with this whole Christianity thing. Peace and favor. Because the Most High gives favor, Satan blesses. Peace, one love.